Henry Darger kept track of the weather for a period of 10 years. In his weather reports, he speaks of the weatherman as he, and as a sort of adversary, in sentences like, "He said it would be 74 degrees this evening. He was wrong. It was 78." Darger's disappointment at the inaccuracies of the weatherman raised the question, what kind of certainty was he expecting from the official weather reports? And what did he take their failure as a sign of? Weather is one of our most fundamental relationships to chance. In New York, where I live, it's often said that the few nice days in a year make the rest of the year bearable. So there's a particular humor to maybe sleeping a little late and walking outside on a beautiful day and realizing it's passed you by. Henry Darger kept track of the weather for a period of 10 years. In his weather reports, he speaks of the weatherman as he, and as a sort
Silence
of adversary.
is not possible.
In sentences like,
Silence is possible
"He
not.
said it would be 74 degrees this evening. He was wrong.
Silence not
It was
is
78.
possible. Silence not
Darger's disappointment
possible is.
at the inaccuracies of the weatherman
Silence possible
raised the
is not.
question, what
Silence
kind of
possible
certainty was he
not
expecting
is.
from the
Is
official weather
not possible
reports?
silence? Is not silence
And what
possible?
did he take their failure
Is
as a
possible
sign
not
of?
silence? Is possible silence not?
Weather is one of our most
Not
fundamental
possible
relationships to
silence is.
chance.
Not possible is
In New York,
silence.
where I live, it's often said that the few nice days in a year
Not silence
make
is
the
possible.
rest of the year
Not
bearable.
is possible silence.
So there's a particular
Possible silence is not.
humor to
Possible
maybe sleeping
silence
a little
not
late
is.
and walking outside on a beautiful
Possible
day
is
and
silence
realizing it's
not.
passed you by.
Possible not is silence.
Henry Darger kept track of the weather for a period of 10 years.
Stay or no. Something
In his
slips
weather reports,
irretrievably, or
he speaks
no.
of the weatherman as
The
he,
pleasure of negation
and as some sort
abides.
of adversary.
Is not possible.
In
No
sentences,
pleasure could be a ground.
silence is possible
Barren,
not. He said it would be
dusty ground
74 degrees
unkept.
this evening.
Whose
He was
land is
silence
this?
not. It was
Is
78.
possible. Show me the unclaimed field.
Silence
The
not.
ground
Darger's
discarded,
possible is
neither
at the
shaped nor held,
inaccuracies of the
but
weather.
open
Silence possible
and
does
untracked.
not. What
Silence
kind of
possible
certainty was he
not
expecting
is.
from the official
Is
weather
not
reports?
possible silence? Is not silence
And
possible?
what did he take their failure
Is
as
possible
a sign
not
of?
silence? Is possible silence not?
Weather is one of our most
Not
fundamental
possible
relationships to
silence is.
chance.
Not possible is
In New York,
silence.
where I live, it's often said that the few nice days in a year
Not silence
make
is
the
possible.
rest of the year
Not
bearable.
is possible silence.
So there's a particular
Possible silence is not.
humor to
Possible
maybe sleeping
silence
a little
not
late
is.
and walking outside on a beautiful
possible
day.
Possible is silence not.
Passed you by.
Possible not is silence.
What is the special exhilaration and the special disappointment associated with chance events? Baudelaire was one of the first to teach us about this in a well-known poem from the mid-19th century to a passerby.
The pleasure of negation abides.
Silence
is not possible in sentences.
No pleasure could be a ground. We all know that it's easy to fall into habits.
Whose land is this?
And I suppose the chance event convinces us that we're not living in a strictly habitual way,
but
that the future is open. And yet we also know that things that happen by chance slip away out of our grasp quickly, so that the future seems somehow closed down.
Is possible silence not? Weather is one of our most not possible.
And so we live in this greedy in-between, lusting for chance encounters, but fearing their disappointment.
Silence make the is possible. Rest of the year
not
bearable. Is possible silence.
So there's a particular
possible silence is not
humor. To
possible silence not is.
And walking outside on a beautiful
possible
day
is silence not
passed you by.
Possible not is silence.
What is the special exhilaration and the special disappointment associated with chance events? Baudelaire was one of the first to teach us about this in a well-known poem from the mid-19th century to a passerby. Denise Riley was the first person to tell me about a book by Mladen Dolar.
We all know that
it's called A Voice and Nothing More. This title refers to a joke by Plutarch
that we're not living
in a strictly habitual way,
nor held,
but that the future is open. A man wanted to eat a nightingale, and yet we also know that, and he began to pluck the bird.
Things that happen by chance slip away out of our grasp.
And after he had finished plucking it, he looked down at not very much meat and said, "You are a voice and nothing more." And so we live in this greedy in-between. Anyone who has heard Denise Riley speak knows that she combines the rigor of the philosopher with the presence of the poet. It would be too much to say she is a voice and nothing more, but she approaches that. What is the special exhilaration and the special disappointment associated with chance events? Baudelaire was one of the first to teach us about this in a well-known poem from the mid-19th century to a passerby. Denise Riley was the first person to tell me about a book by Mladen Dolar.
We all know that
it's called A Voice and Nothing More. This title refers to a joke by Plutarch
that we're not living in a strictly habitual way, but that the future is open.
A man wanted to eat a nightingale,
and yet we also know that,
and he began to pluck the bird.
Things that happen by chance slip away out of our grasp.
And after he had finished plucking it, A voice
he looked down
and nothing
at not
more.
Very much meat and said,
"You are a voice
and nothing more.
And nothing
and
more.
So we live in this greedy in-between.
A voice
well, anyone
and
who has heard Denise Riley speak
more.
Knows that
a
she combines the rigor of the philosopher
and nothing more
with the presence of the poet. It would be too much to say she is a voice and nothing more, but she approaches that. Special exhilaration. A few years ago in Philadelphia, my piano teacher taught me something I'll never forget about tempo. In something slips a well-known poem from the mid-19th century to a passerby. He explained to me that the same rhythm played at a different tempo becomes a different rhythm and nothing more. This title refers to a joke by Plutarch.
I suppose we hear this all the time in music that has
a man wanted to a nightingale,
a part going by with a certain rhythm.
And he began to pluck the bird.
It's high. And there might be a lower part, a bass part, and nothing
that very much
could be called the same rhythm, but because of its slower tempo, we hear it much differently.
A voice well, anyone who has heard Denise Riley speak
more.
Knows that she combines the rigor of the philosopher
and nothing more.
With the presence of the poet. It would be too much to say she is a voice and nothing more, but she approaches that. Recently, I wrote an essay
in Philadelphia.
My piano teacher taught me something I'll never forget.
A sound not easily to be verbally rendered.
The literary acoustic of Billy Budd.
It's about the soundscape
explained to me that
on board the fictional ship,
the
Vilipotent.
Tell me about
it. Played at a different tempo.
The sounds are organized.
Becomes a different rhythm.
And nothing more.
Around a cry, an echo. A murmur,
I suppose we hear this all the
and
time.
Some whistling
in music that has.
Billy Budd cries out at the moment of execution, "God bless Captain Veer,"
a part going by with a certain rhythm.
And his shipmates echo this,
it's high,
at least at first. But they begin to murmur in a way that suggests insurrection or rebellion. And this rebellion
that
could be shut down by the whistling of the officers.
But because of its slower tempo, we hear it much differently.
A voice
well, anyone who has heard Denise Riley speak
more.
Knows that
a
she combines the rigor of the philosopher
and nothing more.
With the presence of the poet. It would be too much to say she is a voice and nothing more, but she approaches that.
They say that backgammon is one of the world's oldest games.
Recently,
I wrote an essay
in Philadelphia. My piano
called
teacher taught me something.
I became interested in it about a year ago
to be verbally rendered
because of a chance encounter with someone on an airplane. He challenged me to a game.
It's about the soundscape
explained to me that
on board the fictional ship.
And he beat me quite badly.
Played at
and so I had to start playing it all the time to try to get a little bit better.
around a cry.
I've played hundreds of games now.
An echo.
But I'm still not as good as I'd like to be.
I suppose we hear this all the
and
time.
Some whistling. But the nice thing about backgammon is that
Billy Budd cries
even the worst player can occasionally beat
God bless
the best
Captain
player.
Veer,
this would never happen in chess, for example, which I think mathematicians refer to as a solved game.
At least at first.
Backgammon is resolutely unsolved.
But they begin to murmur in a way that suggests
and admits
rebellion.
Of some
and this
ridiculous reversals of fortune.
Is shut down.
You can be down to your last checker, or rather your opponent can have only one checker to remove.
We hear it much differently. A voice and none more knows that. A she combines voice the rigor of the philosopher and nothing more with the presence of the poet. It would be too much to say she's a voice and nothing more. But she approaches that.
They say that backgammon is one of the world's oldest games.
Recently, I read an essay in Philadelphia, my piano called teacher,
I haven't a body.
I became interested in it
till it hurts.
To be verbally rendered
because of a
says
chance
Denise Riley.
Someone on an airplane.
He challenged me to a game.
It's about the soundscape. And with this, she overturns a certain Cartesianism.
And he beat me quite badly. Played at a
and so I had to start
playing.
Of course the Cartesian could respond.
To get a little bit better.
It's just some evil deviser putting that pain in your body.
But I'm
and it's no more proof of a body
as I'd like to
than anything else.
And some whistling. But the nice thing about backgammon is that Billy Budd cries
even the worst player can
occasionally
but this begs the question,
best player.
Why then did Descartes not write something like,
I think
I feel pain,
solved game.
Therefore I am.
Backgammon is resolutely unsolved.
But they begin to
murmur in a way that suggests
and admits of some
and this
ridiculous reversals of fortune.
Is shut down.
You can be down to your last checker, or rather your opponent can have only one checker to remove.
We hear it much different.